What's going on, Black Kids family? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. I am your host, Brother Malcolm, and welcome to another week of stimulating culture talk. I have the distinct honor and pleasure of having one of God's greatest, most beautiful singers ever put on earth on this phone call. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you will give a huge round of applause wherever you are for the wonderfully talented Afiong Bassey. Afiong, please say hello to the Black Is family.
Hello, Black Is family. Thank you so much for having me, Brother Malcolm. I am excited to be talking to you all.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so thrilled that we could get this interview because Afiong has just released her self-titled debut album, Afiong Bassey, and we're going to have links to the album and a short video for you on online. So please, please check it out. But this interview is just going to talk about, you know, who Afiong is and how did she get to this point. Listening to the album, I am just so moved by the spirit that resides in you. There's a humility, there is a beauty, there's a purity to your music that makes me ask, where did Afiong come from? Who is she born of? Where are her people? Where is her tribe? Where does she live? It's just so beautiful. And your lyrics and everything is thoughtful. It's meaningful. And I just want to start off this interview by saying, you know, I know you have excellent rearing. I know you are the sister of a younger brother, and you're from, am I correct in saying, the Boston, Massachusetts area?
Born and raised in Boston.
Tell us about your journey thus far. Who is this Afiong Bassey that we are all talking to and listening to right now?
Who is this Afiong Bassey? Well, as I mentioned, I was born and raised in Boston. I am Nigerian-blooded. So you'll hear a lot of that influence in my music. I'm first-generation Nigerian-American, was raised in a very strong and supportive family who always encouraged me to go out and to pursue those gifts that I had been given. And so I feel that I'm the fruit of that wonderful family, a family that knows and loves God and loves me with all of their heart and has just propelled me to the place where I am today. So I am just so grateful for the opportunities that I've had to glorify God in my own unique way. My name is a big and very important part of my identity because my name, Afiong Bassey, means God's moon in my family's language of Efik. And to me, you know, the moon is kind of a nightlight because it reflects the light of the sun but doesn't actually have light of its own. And so when I think about myself as being God's moon, I see that the light of the sun, Jesus Christ, is that which I reflect and attempt to reflect in everything that I do. And so that's my inspiration, and that's my moving force.
And you do it so beautifully, Afiong. You really, looking at your press kit, it says African soul, jazz, and gospel fusion. And I can't help but believe every single label that has been placed on this album and in your music. I listen to it, and there's just a purity that's not really found in music these days. And I'm curious about when did writing and being a lyricist, because you're also a poet, when did that become formidable for you, and when did you realize that this is something that you wanted to pursue, not just as a hobby, but, I mean, as a passion project?
Right, right. Well, music was always in me, and it's always been a part of me, and I've always responded to, the goings-on in my life, and I've responded to nature, and I've responded to questions that I've had with song and with lyric. So that's always been there. I think that I really found my musical self in college, actually, because being involved in a cappella, being involved in praise and worship at church, and being around such talented folks, that fuel and that light in me really did ignite. And in my actual studies, I was a political science and African American studies double major.
Power to the people. Power to the people.
Exactly. So I was always, he's funny. So I was always reading about stories and hearing about the history of my people and people around the world, of their struggles, of their pain and of their joys. And I realized that there's a similar text and a similar, just a similar thing that undergirds all of us as human beings, humankind. And that's something that I really wanted to tap into in my music. And so you'll see themes of, you know, self-love, you'll see themes of, you know, community and those types of things in my music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just what I've responded to and what I write about and what I sing about. So in terms of the actual music as a career and a passion rather than a hobby, it was just a matter of God's timing, I believe. And
right.
He set things into motion in the way and in the time that he did, and I'm grateful for it. And so, you know, here we are.
It's really, really refreshing to hear you give credit and honor to God in your gift and in your talent. So many people don't, and I, as a Christian, absolutely honor that in you and applaud you for being so upfront and forward with that. Ladies and gentlemen, when you listen to this album, if you have not purchased it by the end of this podcast, shame on you. We're going to pray for you. No, but literally, you're talking about an investment in your sanity by purchasing this album. Afyong, there are so many songs I could go through, and I said, Malcolm, please. Please just limit your love of this album to a few songs. And so I want to talk about a few that resonated with me. First of all, your single Conclusion is hot. I love it. It's got the Afro beat. It's got your Nigerian roots. Talk to us about that song. Also talk to us about Weatherman, which for me is a fusion of a little Jill Scott, Neo Soul flavor, and then, you know, Wild Oats and Chasing After After the Wind. I just was like, well, here goes Rochelle Pharrell's, here's some Rochelle Pharrell influence. And obviously in Conclusion, you got some Afrobeat, Fela Kuti, Angelique Kidjo, which you know, you say are influences of yours. Can you talk to us about those particular songs? And what they mean to you and why they had to make the album?
Sure. So we have Conclusion, we have Weatherman, Wild Oats, and Chasing After the Wind. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Conclusion, I'll start out with that one. I actually wrote that song in Nigeria in 2007.
Okay.
I was on a trip visiting family there. And, you know, I was inspired by a proverb in the Bible which says, you know, whoever answers a matter before hearing the fullness of that matter, that's a shame and a folly to that person. Because I think about the ways in which, you know, there was this particular experience that I was experiencing in Nigeria, but the ways in which we, wherever we are, have the tendency to jump to conclusions about issues before hearing the fullness of it and before understanding the fullness of it, and what a folly that is to those of us who find that the conclusion that we have jumped to is false, is wrong, and we prejudge things and prejudge people and situations. And I think that that particular song has a lot of social resonance in this country, given the ways in which certain groups of people tend to be pigeonholed and tend to be prejudged for things that have nothing to do with who they are. And so I wanted to tap into that and also to bring to it that liveliness, that funk, that Afrobeat. Because
yes.
I feel like when people can bob to something and can move to it, they're more likely to listen to it again and again. And
right.
then sometimes the lyrics will sink in a little bit later, but it's still there. And that's, you know, that's what I wanted to bring in that song. So that song makes me happy. I love the instrumentation of it. I'm working with a wonderful producer who really, really brought it to life. So I'm happy with it.
No, the production on all the songs is just of the highest quality, and I mean, when folks listen to Conclusion, they will draw a really clear conclusion about how awesome this album is. So then you got Weatherman, which is a little bit more soulful, and it's got a little neo-soul jazz flavor on it. How did that come about?
Right. So Weatherman, I wrote that one back in maybe 2006, and that song, basically the hook is, "Brother man, the world's not in your hands because God decides when he wants it to rain anyway." It talks about the sovereignty of God and the fact that, you know, there are so many things in this world that we try to control, but the weather is one of those things that we cannot control because it is of God, and we really just need to let go and have faith in the one that directs things.
Mm.
And that one, you know, with the spoken word, I do like to do spoken word, and I like to rap. And actually, when I was first writing this song, I couldn't think of a melody for the verses, and I really wanted it to be sung. So I just said to myself, you know what, let me just speak this out, and maybe the melody will come to me later. But it ended up that it really was that spoken word, that flow, that really brought the essence of the song, so I kept it as a spoken flow. And I do want to mention that you, Brother Malcolm, were actually very instrumental to, you know, to the evolution of lots of these songs, because Brother Malcolm is a fantastic production manager and did some production management for me in my first debut show, in which I sang most of these songs for the first time back in 2007. So I'm just so excited that you get to hear these tunes in their current form, because you were there from the beginning.
It was the beginnings of my producing career, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, the secret is out. I do know of this Afeong Bassey before this moment, but thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure to follow your career, and it's been exciting to just see where your journey in this life has been, and I'm very immensely proud of you. We were talking about the next two were Wild Oats and Chasing After the Wind, which I mean, when you listen to the song, you definitely get the gist of it. But again, it's great to hear what your thoughts are behind the songs.
Sure. So for Wild Oats, you know, you can't sow wild oats forever. Your efforts will fly away like a feather. What do you reap when you gain the whole world and forfeit your soul? Temporary high leads to long-lasting lows. I think that the chorus lyrics pretty much speak for themselves in that it's important as we who are given talents and given blessings that we sow those things into the places and into the people who they're meant for. Because when we spread ourselves thin, we run the risk of having pieces of us scattered everywhere and not really building anything of substance. And I don't believe that it's our purpose and our destiny to do that, none of us. There are specific things that I think that we are called to and what will have the most benefit to us, to God, and to other people. And so that's where that song is, where that song comes from. Now, Chasing After the Wind is actually a similar theme.
Mm-hmm.
You come into this world naked, you leave the world naked. The things that we chase after in this world, the material things, they're not going to come with us. So it's important, again, that we build relationships. It's important that we follow our purpose so that when we leave this earth, there'll be something of worth that's left behind and not
right.
just stuff that we have accumulated. So,
wow.
And then that one, you know, Chasing After the Wind kind of has a funky guitar situation going on, and kind of a little, you know, Michael Jackson from the 80s in there.
I love it because the album really does have a lot of your musical influences on it. It's very obvious when you listen to it. You're like, oh, Afeong likes a lot of different music.
Yes.
They all have inspired the artist that you are. Speaking of the artist that you are, obviously your faith and your belief in God and Jesus Christ is paramount in your life. And I'm wondering, how do you balance your commitment to God with the rigors of the music industry and all the pitfalls that so easily ensnare so many who enter the music industry? You get a lot of people who come in and they're thanking God on that first album, and by the fourth album, they booty shake in, and all of a sudden, their God has become the universe. So I'm just interested to know, from your standpoint, how do you balance those two?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I don't presume that it will get easier. I presume that it will get more difficult. But anytime that you're on a journey, you know, you experience different pitfalls, you have a decision to make at every moment about who you want to be and how you want to be. for me, I think that I'm just so sure about who it is that God has called me to be, and also I'm sure of the source of my strength, that I don't even want to do anything or be involved in anything that God wouldn't sanction. And certainly that's not to say that I am perfect or that I'm better than anyone else, but I have, you know, the types of relationships with my family and with my friends where if they see me doing something that I would not be proud of or that they would not be proud of, I'll get called out on it. And
right.
I'm glad to have that type of support because those are the real friends that are going to pick you up and really point you back into the direction of your faith and of your purpose. And I'm just so grateful also that I have been able to work with people that agree with me in terms of my vision and in terms of who I want to be and what I want to do. And
yes.
It was really important to me that, especially for, you know, the main producer of this project, you know, the musicians that I was with, it was important that I explained to each of them, this is my goal, this is what I want. I am, you know, God's moon, and this is what that means to me. And so, you know, if we're going to enter into this together, this is how it's gonna work, and this is how it's gonna go down.
Just tell the truth. This is how it's gonna go down.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna have any other way.
Yeah, and of course you're flexible on creative ideas and things like that. But when it came to the spirit behind my music, you know, I was not going to be compromised on that because it's God that gave me these songs and then inspires me. And woe to me if I don't recognize and honor that, because I'm just so blessed and so grateful to have even had the opportunity to release a project like this and to have met the people that I've met and to have had this, you know, this lovely journey. So, you know.
Well, also, I know your Nigerian mother, and she wouldn't have it any other way. And I know your brother would look at you like you would have lost your mind if you did anything else. So, you know,
you're doing right.
You're doing right. You know, I like to end my interviews with a little fun segment. It's a little quick fire. So I'm going to ask you some questions, and you have to say the first thing that comes to your mind. Are you ready, Afiyong Bassey?
Yeah, I'm scared.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
Lion King.
A food you cannot live without?
A goosey soup. I'm Nigerian. Come on.
What's a song that gets you through hard times?
Holy. Great is my faithfulness.
What is your favorite place to retreat to?
This pond by my house. Ducks and swans.
Who or what is the greatest influence on your life?
The Lord.
What's your favorite word?
Oh, love.
What is your proudest moment of your life thus far?
At least this album has been a pretty proud moment. I got to say it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have it. Miss Afiyong Bassey. Give it up for Miss Afiyong Bassey. Afiyong, can you let folks know how they can get in contact with you, where they can get your music?
Yes, yes. So you can go to my website, which is afiyongbassey.com, O-S-S, like Francis, I-O-N-G-B-A-S-S, like Sandra, E-Y.com. And you can find me on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and iTunes and Amazon under all of those names. And I really hope that you'll come and check me out. Follow me.
Well, we're so happy to have had this moment with you, Afiyong, and we will absolutely support you. If you have not, please get out and buy the new self-titled debut album, Afiyong Bassey. And as we end every Culture Connection every week, repeat after me. Remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And until next time, Black is Family. Keep us in your prayers. We're going to the UK. Culture Connection UK is our hashtag on Twitter. Thank you for your support. Have a good week. Peace.
Thank you.
Hey, let's go. You're jumping too.